Welcome to the Envision Rise podcast. I'm Stacey Hagerty, your host and the Vice President of Equity and Inclusion for Envision Rise. Today's episode features two guests from the Jewish Community Center here in Denver. We've got Mike Sofer, the CEO, and Daniel Siegel, who is the Engagement Program Manager at JCC Denver. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with the easy stuff. Let's have you introduce yourselves to our audience.
So I'm Mike Sofer. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the JCC. Been here about a year and a half, and it's a really special place with a lot of activity of every generation every day, and we invite everybody to come on by.
I'm Daniel Siegel. I'm an Engagement Program Manager here at the JCC. This is my second role here. Previously, I was part of the directing staff for the Day Camp Shy, and it's really great to have been part of the staff for 6.5 years now.
All right. That's great. So I love when we get to do these episodes. Most of what we do is kind of heavy work and talking about the workforce and diversity, equity, and inclusion and all those kinds of things. This is one where we don't have to talk about all those things. We can talk about all the cool stuff that happens at JCCs. So something that I did not know until I started talking with your teams and doing some research, that there are dozens of JCCs, not just in the US, but around the world. So can you give us some history, give us an idea, how did JCCs even come to be such an integral part of our communities?
So it's a great question, and you're right, not very many people know. There's more than 170 JCCs just in North America, and there are others that are abroad. Some of them look a little different in terms of what they do or their areas of focus, but most their core is around programming and services. Mm-hmm. So the movement really started in about 1854 in Baltimore. It grew out of a need to help immigrants come into the United States and understand and learn English, to build a community or get to know people, to help adapt to a new, different kind of culture than where they were coming from. And it's grown from there. If you travel around the country and go from JCC to JCC, you'll see a lot of common themes around education, around camps, around arts and culture. Many like us have fitness, tennis, pools like others. The misnomer is that we're a fitness center, right? We're a lot more than that. And if you spend time here on any given day, you will literally see every generation of every kind of person walking through this place every day. And in fact, I just had a conversation yesterday with a woman who started her schooling in our early learning center. She went to our day camp. She went to our summer camp. She went to her teen dances here. Now she's a parent with her kids in our early learning center. That's what life like is at the JCC.
Oh my gosh. All right, I like this story. Daniel.
Yeah, and I would love to add to it. I think a part of the story of JCCs across the country that I think is really interesting and worth pointing out and kind of relates to the greater history of American Jews in this country is that a lot of the times, unfortunately, in the early parts of the 1900s, Jews in America and immigrants coming from Eastern Europe and other Jewish populations weren't allowed to join country clubs and other recreation spaces. So as a response, they had the religious spaces through synagogues and small congregations like that. But as a response to that, they built community centers and recreated together and created opportunities to celebrate secular and cultural life together through community centers like the Jewish Community Center. Denver's Jewish Community Center that we're a part of originally was on the west side. And that's historically where Denver's Jewish community started a long time ago, the early 1900s. And now the world is a little bit different and things are a little bit more open. We're so happy and thrilled to be able to share our community center with the general public. And it's not an exclusively Jewish space.
And I think that's something that a lot of people really don't understand. I mean, when you hear the name Jewish Community Center, you sort of assume, okay, well, that's space for our Jewish brothers and sisters and siblings. And that's not space that if you're not Jewish, that you should be going into. But that couldn't be further from the truth.
Right. It's really important to acknowledge that, well, our history and our traditions as a JCC are rooted in the Jewish culture. You know, we have a tagline that says everyone is welcome for a reason. And I think I'm going to let Daniel talk to that a little bit, because, again, if you walk through here every day, you will see everyone. And that's what makes it special. There's a woman that, again, saw her first thing this morning. She's been swimming here for 30 years. She's not Jewish. And she comes here because she feels welcome and invited and can participate. And that's an exciting part of the dialogue that happens here, because it builds understanding among so many populations. And I'm going to turn over to Daniel because, you know, he's in it every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, it's an inherently Jewish space, right? Like, Jewish community center. And like Mike is saying, we want everyone here to experience those things. And we want everybody to feel like they're welcome to be a part of those things. Our department, specifically the engagement department, does a lot of Jewish life and learning programming. That looks like a bunch of different things. Some of that's, we offer a really amazing program called Jewish Baby University, where expecting families can attend and they kind of learn what raising a Jewish child looks like. But then we also have programs like My Baby and My Child, I guess if you want to call it that. My pride and joy program is the Jewish Deli Bike Tour. I started putting it together last year. Everybody is welcome to join, of course, for any program around here. But this one is particularly fun because it merges this piece of cultural Jewish identity around Jewish delis and biking around the city, which is like a very Denver thing to do. And we started the JCC. We hit 5 or 6 different Jewish delis in town, and we have a little nosh. We hang out, have some
food. I'm going to need an invitation to that. That sounds great.
You're very welcome to come. It's July 30th. Yeah, and we do other things too. You know, we have a big Hanukkah celebration every year. That's the Latkes and Lights, we call it. It's a big, there's probably 150, 200 people that show up. And it's a big way to showcase the cultural components of Hanukkah and share with the greater community. We have a latke competition. And there's a lot of games and fun things happening there. And yeah, those are just like a few of the ways that Jewish life and learning is integrated into our programming here at the J, and that we're happy to share with the community at large.
I think it's really important. Like, Jewish is who we are. And it's such a great part of what happens here every day. And the opportunity to reinforce that and make that available. We're not a synagogue. And so we're a place and a space where many Jewish people come to have their daily dose, right? But we're also a place that, because we welcome everyone, others get exposed to it. It builds knowledge. It builds understanding. It builds appreciation. I was here just a few months and I heard a group of parents talking, and one of the couples said, you know, we're not Jewish, but our children have so enjoyed what Friday Shabbat is that we take it home and we still do it as a family because it's meant so much to our kids in the Early Learning Center. And I think that's a really great lesson for all of us.
Yeah, I can't think of a better way to live the example of inclusion and belonging and, you know, obviously the diversity of people that are coming through the doors of the JCC, especially at this time where there's been a rise in anti-Semitism. Yet yeah. Here's the JCC saying, no, please come in, come be a part of it. I think someone was telling me that there's a queer Seder. Is that correct?
Yeah. Part of my role is that I coordinate all of the LGBTQ programming here at the J. And for the last, we had a little bit of a gap, obviously, because of COVID. Right. But I think for like 13 or 14 years now, the JCC has been the host or helped coordinate the Queer Seder in Denver. So this past year around Passover, we had about 120 people here for a Seder that was specifically tailored and led and coordinated by the LGBTQ community. It was really amazing. We had a huge, like, widespread in age demographics. So it was really cool to see some of the youth that felt empowered to come and be a part of that, as well as some of the older adults who knew that it's a thing that happens every year and looked forward to it. And I'm so thankful to be working with an amazing group of LGBTQ leadership that really drive that programming and make that space what it is.
Let's talk about the arts now. That is how I got to know the JCC here in Denver. So let's talk about some of your arts programming. And we're getting into summer here. And well, we are now in summer here in Denver. And folks are looking for things to do with their families. What have you got going on?
Gosh, where would you like us to start?
You can start wherever you want.
This place is so full of life every day. You know, I pulled in to the parking lot this morning, and we had about 5 additional staff members out there invested with slow signs and stop signs than we do, you know, maybe in the winter, because there was so much activity coming in between. We have two-day camp programs we're doing right now, our regular Camp Shy, and then our Wolf Theater Company, which is our theater camp. And so we had all those kids and parents showing up, plus fitness members, plus daycare, right? So it's just a really busy place. Add to that, you talked about the arts and culture. The ceramics class is going on. The painting class is going on. You name it. Daniel, jump in.
I mean, yeah, like you mentioned the arts and culture pieces. That's part of our program here. The Meisel Arts and Culture Center is attached to the JCC here. And part of that summer program is that they have a Plus Theater Academy, which is the elementary age theater program, and a high school aged main stage production with the Wolf Theater Academy. And they have a handful of productions through the summer. So if you need to take a little break from the heat, come and enjoy production in the air conditioning. And it's really nice to be able to see these kids take a lot of pride in the work that they're doing. That's a really long running program, both of those. Yeah. And like Mike was saying, there's all kinds of formal classes. Our summer offerings are starting here in the next week for all kinds of youth enrichment classes and fine arts programs. And then also, you know, the pool's open. And that's a big piece of the gathering space for our community and here in the summers.
And we just did a huge overhaul to the outdoor pool. So we're excited about that. And a piece of the puzzle that a lot of people don't know about is that we actually own and operate an overnight camp that's about an hour and 15 minutes down the road in Elbert County. It's called the JCC Ranch Camp. And it's an amazing Western experience camp, from horseback riding to archery to all kinds of, you know, Western arts and culture elements that kids can take advantage of. We've had the place about 60 plus years, and it's really special. And again, it's only an hour and 15 minutes down the road.
I've got a 14-year-old. Maybe I should send her along. Sounds like an awesome experience. Well, is there anything else that you wish that people who maybe aren't even aware that they have a JCC in their community, or they know it's there and have never been there? What do you wish people knew?
I wish the people who don't know we exist, or think it's only for the Jewish community, or drive down Leedsdale and don't realize what's that building, would honestly just pop their head in the door and learn what we're about and the program services that we can offer, because it's a really special place. I grew up in a JCC in Omaha, Nebraska, and I know what it meant for me as a kid. But what is fascinating here to me every day is the number of people that have been coming here their whole lives. So I wish they would just take the opportunity to know that we're issuing the invitation, like our doors are open.
Yeah. And I would just echo what Mike's saying, is that there's a lot of joy and like just liveliness in this space, and it's worth experiencing. It's worth checking out. And I think for a lot of the United States population in Denver, they've never really spent much time around a Jewish community, or, you know, peripherally affiliated with it, or even maybe even met anyone who's part of the Jewish community. When I say Jewish community, I mean very broadly. It's worth, you know, spending some time and getting to know folks and just experiencing what there is to offer.
I mean, if you heard what I heard this morning, you'd be jumping at it too. Like, our camp director for the day camp said, "Mike, I know it's really noisy," because we have hundreds of kids in the day camp running through the building. And I looked and said, "I don't care. I love this. If I need quiet, I can shut my door," right? But there's nothing better. There's nothing better than to hear the shrill of kids that are experiencing fun together.
Yeah. And Stacey, I'd love to highlight just a couple other things that we do throughout the year, if that's okay.
Yeah, please do. Love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, it's worth noting that we keep saying the JCC Denver or the JCC, but our full like business legal name that's on the front of our building is the Steinberg Loop Jewish Community Center. If you Google us or look us up online, you'll see that, and you might not see JCC Denver immediately. So
right.
Did want to say that, but we do have some other like really cornerstone programs that happen year after year that are really great for everyone to attend, that I think are really fun and just a great way to interact with the center and the culture. First is the Denver Jewish Film Festival. That's a very long-running program. It's in mid-March every year. It showcases films that are made by the Jewish community that highlight Jewish films. There's a really robust set of offerings, you know, a lot of different types of films too, comedies, dramas, documentaries. It's like, honestly, one of the biggest perks of my job is that after I'm done with work during that festival, I can just walk downstairs and watch like amazing films. So the Denver Jewish Film Festival is definitely something to look out for. The other thing is our presenting season through the Meisel Arts and Culture Center. It's called JAM. It's an acronym. That stands for Jewish Authors, Arts, Movies, and Music. And the JAM presenting season brings in a lot of different folks. Some of that's author talks, some of that's movies. And it's a great way to just learn and enjoy and have fun with the various arts that come through this facility.
Yeah, I mean, I think to Daniel's point there, you asked, what do people not know? A lot of people don't know. We have a 400-seat theater here on our property. We also have what's commonly referred to, it's officially named the Plus Theater, but if you've spent any time in Chicago or New York, commonly referred to as a black box theater that seats about 100. So we have all kinds of productions here throughout the year, not just the kind of stuff that we're doing, but other theater companies who rent our space to use it as their home for their productions. So again, everyone welcome.
You know, that it's so critical that, especially in this time where we can feel very divided from one another, the arts bring us together in ways that nothing else really can, whether it's through the written word or through music or through film. It's an amazing thing that happens at the JCC. And I want to thank you both for joining us today. Where can people find schedules, more information? What's your website?
Well, first of all, come and see us at Pride. We'll be at Denver Pride this year. We're super excited to be there. We kind of coordinate the whole Jewish community effort at Pride. So if you're at Pride, the weekend of the 24th and 25th, we'll be at the festival. Come and say hi, stop by the booth. I'll be there most of the weekend, so it'd be great to meet folks. But they can find us on the internet at jccdenver.org. And there's email addresses. My email address is there. And you can contact us and learn more about what's going on.
Excellent. For those of you that don't live in Denver, you can Google the JCC in your community. And with 180 some, it sounds like you'll be able to find one nearby. Gentlemen, thank you both for sharing the wonderful things that are going on at the Jewish Community Center here in Denver and around the world. We appreciate it.
Stacey, thank you very, very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks. And for those of you that want more information about Envision Rise, you can find us at envisionrise.com.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember, diversity and inclusion should not be treated as a one-off initiative. And so with your help, we can get this message to more people. Subscribe, rate, and review the show, and be a part of making a difference, because it starts with you.